Title: Treasury issues new proposed guidance on domestic content requirements of the Inflation Reduction Act, updated qualification analysis, and still lingering questions. Content: A few months ago, we wrote about Congress utilizing the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 to offer bonus tax credits, 1, to certain energy facilities for meeting specified domestic content requirements. 2, relying heavily on the government's prior experience with domestic content authorities, including the Federal Transit Authority, SFTA, Buy America regulations. We discussed how the regulations, as written, left the renewable energy industry with more questions than answers on the applicability of the domestic content bonus tax credit to their current and future projects. Though we walked through our then understanding of the regulations, including providing our own step-by-step analysis of how to comply with, and therefore receive, this domestic content bonus credit, we recognized that Treasury was in the process of issuing guidance that, we hoped, would shed more light on compliance obligations. After months of waiting, on May 12, 2023, Treasury, along with the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, released its long-awaited guidance, Notice 2023-38. In all fairness to Treasury, the guidance does provide answers to many lingering questions. But, at the same time, the guidance provides analysis that differs both from industry expectations and the FTA's Buy America regulations in several significant respects, potentially opening a new can of compliance questions and concerns. Our prior post spilled much ink outlining the requirements of the IRA and the requirements for meeting the domestic content tax credit requirements. We do not rehash those issues here. Instead, this summary focuses on a number of ways the guidance addresses some of our initial questions, as well as very briefly detailing the ways in which the guidance differs from and/or confirms the step-by-step analysis we previously outlined. Applying the domestic content requirements to your applicable projects, revised, in our previous analysis, we outlined a 5-step process for applying the domestic content tax credit to qualified facilities. Though much of that analysis remains accurate even after the recent Treasury guidance, we present a handful of corrections and clarifications based on our interpretation of the guidance. Step 1. Identify your applicable project. The Treasury guidance adopts the phrase, applicable project, to identify those qualified facilities, energy projects, and investments that are subject to the domestic content tax credit under 26 CFR sections 45, 45Y, 48, and 48E. Accordingly, step 1 remains the same. Identify the particular project or facility to be analyzed, ensuring it falls under one of the enumerated categories. In other words, no applicable project, no bonus tax credit. One helpful clarification provided by the Treasury guidance is that repowered projects that otherwise are applicable projects and that satisfy the 80-20 rule are eligible for the domestic content bonus credit amount if the new property in the project meets the domestic content requirements. 3. Step 2. Identify the applicable project components. Of the applicable project, anyone who has spent any time over the past year discussing the domestic content tax bonus credit knows how easily those discussions are overcomplicated by the dual usage of the word component. Much time has been spent distinguishing between a component of an applicable project and a component of a manufactured product and the different domestic content thresholds that apply to each. Fortunately, the guidance has adopted several new terms to aid in this distinction, including applicable project components, which in turn includes applicable project components that are manufactured products, which are distinct from manufactured product components. Applicable project components are the article S, material S, or supple, i.e., whether manufactured or unmanufactured, that are directly incorporated into an applicable project. Emphasis added. Applicable project components can be 1. Steel, 2. Iron, or 3. Manufactured products. 4. These are the GA components that must meet the domestic content requirements for the applicable project to receive the bonus credit. As explained previously, The key characteristic here is that the product is incorporated directly into the applicable.